Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we hit you with all the trending stories. I read off a headline and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Your Big Mac is way more expensive via delivery apps.
Really? Why?
Oh my God. So a study actually studied all of these different delivery apps and found out how much of a price difference you're paying. And this is going to blow your mind and make you a little sick to your stomach. So they order like a McDonald's order, and it's like pretty much the typical McDonald's order is a Big Mac combo meal, a quarter pounder with cheese, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and a Happy Meal. So pretty much covers mom, dad, and the kids, right? Costs about $36 for this meal. If you do it on the delivery apps, it will run you $63.
Jeez. That's like double.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Wow. You think it's changed delivery apps? Delivery apps on the rise. 93% increase in delivery apps since 2023. People are using delivery apps more and more.
It
costs you so much more money.
I was always against delivery apps. This year in particular, I've gotten so reliant on it. That's like one of my biggest vices.
Just blew your mind about how much extra you are paying for that. Isn't that crazy?
Damn.
Well, a worker gets an email from her boss scolding her for taking bathroom breaks above the team average.
Honestly, I could see this like being like reasonable for her to get an email for.
You thought it was reasonable? This dude had a spreadsheet tracking how long each employee spends in bathroom breaks.
That's a little psycho. But if you know one person in particular is taking like an hour bathroom break ever so off, like a lot or whatever, I would think that would be like.
What if
reasonable.
They have issues?
Exactly. What
right?
if they have
then
like?
Then figure it out.
Yeah. She sent an email saying you took three bathroom breaks totaling 17 minutes. The average for the team was about 5 minutes per team, or about 12 minutes per bathroom break time. So you're over about 5 minutes for the rest of us.
Okay, well that's psycho.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Make them wear Depends?
Like, it's insane. If your boss is like counting how long people are spending in the bathroom, I'm pretty sure there's anything else that could be more productive
right,
for the company.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Who is the coolest person on the Brett Mega Show? We have a very scientific way of figuring that out. What made me think of this, actually, is during Keep It Moving, where we cover all the trending stories, there was a study that asked people what they defined as cool, and they felt like cool actually is a universal feeling or vibe across the entire globe. Every single culture feels like cool is kind of like the same thing. Well, what we define as that, it's like people who are know who their authentic self is. They feel like they have friends, they're social, all of that. Now, what makes them social and what we like to do for social activities changes from culture to culture. But coolness actually is a universal feeling. And so we're going to find out who we think is the coolest person on the Brett Mega Show.
Oh, boy.
how we've done it is we actually kept it very, very, very anonymous. We actually printed out numbers, 1 through 10. So we all had 1 through 10 for each of us. So they have printed out numbers so you can't see anyone's handwriting. We have buckets in the room for each person, and you will give the person a coolness score out of 1 through 10. How cool do we think this person is? And we'll reveal what they are, and no one will know if that person gave them a 1 or a 10. So you can be brutally honest.
I feel like friendships are about to be broken.
I know. Yeah. Agree.
My heart is beating so fast.
Panic has been like going throughout the studio.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Like, it is a weird vibe in here right
now. I'm
going
to keep it real with you. I gave you guys some real scores, and y'all ain't going to like it.
Awesome. No.
All right, I will go first. So here's the thing. So I will pick out of the hat. I will pick out and show you what read my scores out loud. I will tell you what I think I deserve first, and we'll see if they match. I felt like, for me, before I had kids, I would have given myself like 8 or 9. I think I was cool. I had a cool job. I was popular in high school. But now with kids, I feel like I've lost a lot of cool points. I gave myself a 6.
Okay.
Everyone's reacting. Like, I'm not reacting.
Okay. All right.
First one. Is this a 6 or a 9?
Oh, no.
I know they do look similar.
I feel like we should all probably assume they're 6s.
Assume they're a 6?
Brett, if I were you, I would assume it's a 6.
Okay. Thanks. Wow.
Wow.
Someone wrote 6 and underneath it, so they stressed that it was a 6.
Oh, that was Kevin for sure.
And 5. Hannah's face. So 6, 6, 5.
What is that?
What is it? 17 on a cool score. Hannah, do you want to go second?
Sure.
All right, Hannah, I'll handle your...
So 17 out of 30.
Yeah, it's like a 6-point... Yeah, not good. Clearly, I'm not that cool, but at least I knew where my coolness ranking was. You know what's interesting is I feel like for different reasons, we probably all like felt cool, right?
Are we saying why we gave each other each score?
No.
It's anonymous.
Like each of you... Yeah.
We're not revealing why?
I mean, I'm...
Oh, I had
a
testimony for my scores.
Why did you just give me a 6?
I actually did rate you a 6. I said that your cool past like really ranks up your points. Like,
oh, so I have more like a 2?
Oh, yeah. No, like, but that helped your score. Like, you've interviewed like really famous artists.
You
like,
got shot.
Yeah, like you're cool. You're the king of pop culture. You know everything. So like you're relevant, but you never get out anymore because you have too many kids. So
dang it,
that's
okay.
Why you got a 6.
All right.
For me, I would rate myself a 7. I feel like I'm pretty trendy. I get out a lot. But then I rank myself down a little bit because some of my habits are like super old lady.
Yeah,
like
I thought the same
thing
about you.
My love for the news and, you know, local television.
And the only TV show you've ever seen is Grey's Anatomy.
And I go to bed really early. So for me, I would give myself a 7. Let's see what you guys ranked me. A 5! First one.
That made me feel a little bit better.
An 8.
So somebody, okay. I think you're cooler. Did you put them in the right pile?
And a 6.
Wow.
So whoever can do that math, not me.
19. So you got cooler points
cooler
than me.
But only by 2.
You making it seem like that's bad. Only by 2.
A win is a win.
Okay. All right. We're going to do AB and Kevin to find out just how cool they are next. Now everyone seems mad and looking around the room. The awkwardest in between songs is at an all-time
high. We were literally screaming at each other.
Yeah, like everyone was yelling at each other. I can't believe the score I got. It's the Brett Mega Show.
Cussing.
So we have this very scientific way to figure out who's the coolest person on the show. And clearly the science is broken because I already got my score and it's lower than Hannah's. Clearly I'm the coolest person.
The only time I believe in science.
So how we've done it is we have different buckets and we typed out so no one can even see each other's handwriting. So you could be brutally honest to give them a cool score on a scale of 1 to 10, whoever's going to total up the most points. I had totaled up, what was my total?
You 17. Had 17.
And Hannah got a 19. So I'm a little over like a 5.5 in coolness. Wow.
Woo!
Thought I would be a lot cooler than that.
Yeah.
Hannah is a little over just a little over a 6 in coolness. Out of scale 1 through 10, did you consider yourself a 6 in coolness?
I gave myself a 7. So.
Looking around the room, you're like, okay, wow.
Rude.
All right, Kevin, let's see how cool Kevin is. You know, and the reason we did this is
because
universally cool is a universal feeling around the globe. Just how society perceives those things, like someone who just knows who they are, their authentic selves, has a lot of friends and are social, is all the same. So Kevin, I all think is really true to who he is as his character. I do think he says some weird dorky dad jokes, but I also think that's a level of coolness in itself.
See, and that's funny because I sat there and I thought, I am like the most uncool guy I know. I would give myself a 2 on the cool meter.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And it's so funny to think the perception of cool is so different for each of us.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, so Kevin, you would have scored yourself a 2. Let's find out what we said.
Okay.
If there was any negatives in there.
Here again, is this a 6 or a 9?
I would lean
I'll lean 6. Towards the 6.
I think 6. All of us lean 6.
I got a 9. I think mine was a 9.
I got a 7. Hey.
Hey. Wow. 6, 7.
There's 13 points and another, I'm going to lean 6.
So 6, 7. So that's 19 as well.
19.
You're just as cool as
Kevin.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
That's cool, Kevin.
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Kevin and Hannah are the two coolest people on the show right now. All right. AB, you're so cool, you had to have a different cup.
All right.
All right. AB, what score would you have given yourself?
I gave myself a 7.
7.
Mm. I definitely don't think I'm a 10. I'm very much a nerd, but I also don't really care, and it's just who I am.
And so there's like a little bit of swagger to someone who doesn't care.
Kind of makes you cool.
Okay. I'm nervous. 8!
Someone gave her an 8.
Someone gave me an 8! Wow. Okay. 7.
So that's 15. Whoa. If it's higher than a 4, AV is the coolest person on the show. 2.
7!
Whoa!
Thanks, guys.
22. You are by far the coolest person on the show.
Yeah, by far winner. Yeah. Wow.
You look at AB, you think she's cooler than me?
Well.
Guys!
Cut to the break!
The coolest person on the Brett Mega Show. AB, everyone.
Wow.
Woo-hoo!
Happy Friday. It's the weekend. We made it. Take a deep breath and kick back and listen to Hannah talk about celebrity stuff. What's happening in the Hollywood hashtag?
Ed Sheeran cut a massive collaboration from his recent album. I'll tell you who that was next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Ed Sheeran just revealed in an interview that if you look through his computer and through like his iCloud, so to speak, that you could find his song Camera that he just released on his album Play. You could have found a version of that song with Justin Bieber, because originally that's what the song was going to be. He recorded it with Justin Bieber. It was like a big collaboration. And Ed wrote that song to actually be featured on Justin Bieber's album Justice, but then he decided to not do it.
Huh.
It actually got cut from both. It got cut from Equals, and it got cut from Bieber's Justice album. And I think it's interesting that that collaboration exists, and he didn't use the version with Bieber. He never really says why.
He just said it never materialized.
Yeah, what is it? Do you mean that you didn't like it? Is that why both of them didn't use it? And so I feel like with Bieber, that's a cool collaboration. They have collaborated on songs in the past, and, you know, Ed's written for Justin and given him songs.
Some of Justin's biggest songs are written by Ed Sheeran, like Love Yourself, and then they did have their big collaboration, I Don't Care. So I would think that they would work well together, but I wonder if in this song in particular, it was kind of like a tug and pull of who wanted it on whose album.
I know, I was curious if it was like a business thing too, like, you know, like there was some money exchange or whatever. The other thing is everyone thinks every song is new, right? Like every song on that album, like we thought he wrote in this past year and this is for his new album. He's had that song, Justice came out 4 years ago.
Years.
He's like, I've had this song for 5 years just waiting to find the right album to fit it on. That's interesting to me that this is like a five-year-old song.
Yeah, I think for Ed's sake, it was a good choice for him to keep it on this album play because personally, I think this song Camera is probably the biggest song on his album and the one that's been picked up the most. So I think for Ed, that's good. And on Justin and for Justin's side, I don't think Justin's like fiending for money or anything right now because it's also came out that Justin Bieber's getting paid $10 million to perform at Coachella, which if you look back, that is like the most paid artist that they've ever had. That tops out Lady Gaga. That tops out Beyonce.
That's
crazy. He's getting a big old paycheck, so I don't really feel bad that Justin didn't claim the song Camera.
Well, they did say that Justin needs money, but I think that's what I was almost like hinting at, is I felt like for Justin, maybe he was a tough negotiator. Like, hey, if you want something for money-wise, the fact that he's getting so much money from Coachella shows me that, like he was a tough, shrewd negotiator. But, like, I've heard that he's getting $2 to $3 million more than what Beyonce got, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, Beyonce got, like, $8 million for both weekends. He's getting 10 for both weekends. $5 million for a performance.
This better be a damn good performance.
Right. I know he's on stage for, like, what, an hour?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
Let's see if you can figure out the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. The last time this happened was in 2006. What happened back in 2006?
I don't know. A zombie apocalypse accusation? Wasn't that a thing?
No, that happens like every day. I feel like everyone always thinks zombies are coming at us. That's when you think of...
I guess I was thinking 2012. 6 years off, whatever.
Okay. What do you think the last time this happened was in 2006, Kevin? What do you think stopped happening in 2006?
What stopped happening in 2006? I think it was the last time our country was united.
Oh, jeez. Everyone's just taking shots at zombie apocalypse. United country, okay?
This is a hard question.
It is a tricky one.
This is obviously wrong, but the swine flu.
You got it.
No, I didn't.
I know.
I always fall for that.
I was literally just thinking of the swine flu.
You never
yesterday.
Hear about it anymore.
I was thinking about it yesterday.
No, this is something that we all used to do, all used to get.
Swine flu.
No, but stopped happening in 2006. The person who was the most mad about this, and probably the only person who used this on a regular basis, was Kevin.
Ooh.
Something old school we used to love. It stopped happening in 2006. Find out what it is next.
Megaminds.
All right. The answer to the Megamind question of the day, which was a really, really hard one. Well, this is the last time this happened was in 2006. What was it? I said Kevin was the only one who's probably misses this, used it, did it.
Okay. Both of like the strongest texts we got on the text line involved delivery. Mm. One of them is from Teacher Suzanne. She said, stopped getting bottles of milk delivered.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think that was way before 2006. And Dave texted in that you stopped getting Netflix DVDs in the mail.
Close, actually.
I actually thought about that.
Close. A movie was released on VHS.
I love VHS.
He still has his VHS.
I do.
Last movie.
I think I know this.
Do you want to know it? Take a guess, Kev, because you like trivia.
Yeah, shoot, and it's an odd one. I when you say it, I'll know it because you'll say it.
Yeah. And when you say it, I will know it because you just told me.
Right.
It's a movie called A History of Violence. Next thing we're gonna do is gonna be even more crazy. Hannah's gonna shotgun a beer. I mean, for real. She came in and said, I know how to shotgun a beer now. We're gonna test it. Next, we're gonna shotgun a beer. That's how you do it. So Hannah is going to shotgun a beer. Because she came in and said, hey, my boyfriend just taught me how to shotgun a beer. I didn't know how to shotgun a beer. And I'm like, did you not go to college? And then I thought, no, you went to like a broadcasting school.
I went to
community broadcasting school. Like, oh, I guess that makes sense. I cannot believe you just shotgunned your first beer the other day.
Yeah.
And you claim you know how to do it and all the steps, but you said you struggled with this. We're going to test you. I brought in a beer for you to shotgun. But I'm not going to tell you any of the steps. You have to try to do and recreate what your boyfriend had taught you from step by step and see if you can actually accomplish shotgunning a full beer.
Yeah, I think in my prep when I told you I learned how to shotgun, I gave myself a lot more credit than deserved.
Yeah, you were trying to... I thought this, guys. This is what I thought. I thought she was flexing. Like, I was shotgunning beers this past weekend. I live like the cool man life. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Let's see you shotgun a beer.
Yeah, my loving boyfriend Julie and I feel like really did the heavy work because now I'm like profusely sweating, nervous.
So this is what we're going to do.
I'm sure engineering's going to love that we're doing this.
Yeah, people love us here already. So what we're going to do is we're not going to tell you any of the steps. You give us the step-by-step process, and then you shotgun this beer, and we're going to film it to see if you actually can do this.
Okay, so I have my keys readily available because I know that's what I stab the can with.
Where do you stab it at?
At the butt of the can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have my nails on, which is perfect because I need to be able to easily open the tab of the can because that's what you do when you do the tilt.
All right. Yes. And then, yep. Yeah. All right. It's not bad. I would also put my mouth in a specific place, but you tell
me. I put my mouth on the hole that I cut open at the butt of the can.
Yep. Put your mouth on the butt. Go for it.
Oh my gosh.
All right. She sprayed it everywhere. So that was terrible.
It just went everywhere.
No, she's put her mouth on it, though, because she...
Did she crack it open?
No, put it the crack by the microphone. We're doing a radio show.
I don't think
did you crack it open?
Wait, did she crack it open?
She hasn't cracked it open. She can't do it. She's not able to do it. She's feeling... You have to crack it open. Crack it by the microphone. She's taking her mouth off. What's going on?
I have an interview and I'm soaked. I can't open the top.
Normally, I open her cans for her. I mean, it is all down her throat.
You have not cracked it open.
That's right, yeah. I think that's how you not gun a beer.
Oh my gosh, I just got a spray tan. It's going to be all leaked off.
You can't open it. She is failing. She can't do it. She put her mouth on the butt.
I can't.
You can't do it?
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to need new keys. Her keys are soaked.
Oh, wow.
Epic fail.
Mm-hmm.
So if your boyfriend is listening, your girlfriend has no idea how to shotgun a beer.
No. Honey, I need help.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.